Dwight Walton is an assistant basketball coach at Montreal's Concordia University. He's a former Canadian national team player. Nobody knows the ins and outs of the basketball culture in Montreal, indeed in Quebec, the way Dwight Walton does. Dwight, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Look, I saw pictures of the street party, the viewing party on Peel for Game 5. But you're out and about. You know, you're in the community. You're very much part of the Montreal basketball community, and that is one of the biggest cities in this country. Is this Raptors run making a difference? Like, is it noticeable to you that people are talking about, thinking about basketball more than they have in the past?
Yeah, Jeff, I'm so glad you're asking me this question, because people at my job, on the street, they see me. Of course, at my job, they know that I was a former basketball player, and they see me on the street, and they've seen me make a couple of television hits. And they look at me, and they want to talk Toronto Raptors basketball immediately. And I'm on record as saying, not only has the casual fan been brought to basketball, somebody who's never watched basketball has been brought to the party as well. And that's the beauty of this whole thing here. It's amazing how everybody has the Toronto Raptors on the tip of their tongues. They're excited. They realize the impact that a championship, what kind of magnitude of importance it will have on our country. And to bring the average fan to the table, it's been so much fun to watch. And on a local note, to see, I think the powers that be that kept Peel Street closed, because it was already closed for Grand Prix weekend,
right,
here
for
in Montreal.
F1, right.
Yes, and to keep it closed for Game 5 of the NBA Finals, because they knew what was at stake. History was on the verge of being made. And now, we were disappointed on Monday night, but because of the success of our Jurassic Park here in Montreal, they plan on closing Peel Street once again, and possibly Crescent Street, wow, again on Thursday night for Game 6, to have more viewing parties. So that just tells you the effect, not only in Montreal and in Toronto, but across the country. If you watch the ABC broadcast, they are showing viewing parties around the country. Halifax, Saskatchewan, Alberta, all over the country. They are showing the effect that the Raptors run is having on our country. And if you can't be happy and overwhelmed by that, I don't know what to say to you. But this run has had a profound effect on our beautiful country here in Canada.
Yeah, and you know, Dwight, I mean, and the thing is that I think people realize when they see shots from Jurassic Park, or when, you know, they see some of the crowd shots, and this is, you know, advertisers are smart enough, they know this, but Dwight, that's the Canada I see, right? You know, I live in Hamilton, I go out and about, that's the Canada I see. You know, it's a Canada I see when I go to Winnipeg. It's a Canada I see when I go to Montreal. It's
right,
representative of who we are. And I've got to think advertisers are looking at this and going, holy God. I mean, these are the people you want to sell whatever your product is. These are the people you've got to reach. I mean, you have no choice. You have to reach these young people, because they're the consumers.
100%, Jeff. And that's the thing. And listen, there are a lot of bandwagon jumpers onto this, and if corporate Canada wants to jump on board as well, why not? Use it to their advantage, and that's the beauty. It is about the bottom line in most cases, and if corporations want to jump on board with that, go right ahead. But this is the beauty. That's why, you know, I've tweeted that, and I don't want to take the Raptors away from Toronto, but this is indeed the Canada Raptors. There's no way around it to have just captured the minds and hearts of everybody in this country. That's the effect they've had. And you know, all I can say is, if the Raptors do indeed win this championship, but I think they are going to do it, the effect is going to be even more big than we can even imagine. And I look so forward to seeing the effect it's going to have on this country, both on and off the court. It's going to have a profound effect, no question about it.
Let's talk a little bit about the game last night. You are very active in social media. I think we're on the same page with the Kawhi Leonard. You know, why didn't Kawhi take the last shot? I made this point in a conversation with Paul Jones. You know, there was a video breakdown, and it was the guys on NBA TV that did it. And part of the discussion was, you know, never mind should Kawhi have taken the shot, never mind passing the ball to Kyle, but Marc Gasol is standing there wide open. And a lot of the commentators were saying, look, we understand the NBA is a peripheral game now, but my goodness, you've got Marc Gasol right there. I mean, the guy's peeled off to cover Kyle. Marc Gasol's right there. He only needed 2 points, you know, and Mark makes a jump shot or drives and maybe get a foul.
You know what, Jeff? And I'm going to give you my thoughts on that. Marc Gasol may have looked open, and yes, he definitely had a size advantage on Draymond Green. But if you watch that whole defensive sequence, mm-hmm. Kawhi Leonard did his job. He tried to get to the basket. Andre Iguodala was playing center field. His primary guard at that point was Kyle Lowry, who ended up being open in the corner. So as Kawhi Leonard puts the ball on the floor, Andre Iguodala comes over to help. Kawhi Leonard does the right thing. He swings the ball to Fred VanVleet. Kyle Lowry swings to the corner. Now, the person I may have a little bit of an issue with is Fred VanVleet.
Okay.
He put the ball on the floor for one dribble on Sean Livingston. If he had taken another dribble towards where Marc Gasol was, Draymond Green, who was guarding Gasol at that point, had to make a decision. Either I come over and stop Fred VanVleet, which would have given Kyle Lowry even more of an open look, or if Draymond Green stays connected to Kyle Lowry in the corner, either Fred VanVleet could have made a little 12-foot jump shot off the glass or straight in, or could have dumped it into Gasol for a layup. They had enough time to get all of that done. So if there's going to be any issue on my part that I have with a player, it's Fred VanVleet. He did the initial thing by putting the ball on the floor for one dribble, but he picked it up, swung it to Kyle Lowry in the corner, enabling Draymond Green to get out there and to get two fingertips on the Kyle Lowry shot that had the potential to win the championship there. So, listen, it is what it is, whether Coach Nurse wanted to call a timeout. I'm of the opinion that I like the flow of the gameplay as opposed to calling a timeout, giving a team a chance to set up defensively. You try to get a team in flux defensively. I think it was the right call, and it's a make-or-miss league. We're about results here. Because Kyle Lowry missed a shot, Nick Nurse's decision is going to be questioned.
Yeah, and I think, too, you know, if you look at the sequence leading up to that, I mean, Golden State was running around ragged at that point, too. You know, that's the other thing, and that's, you know, I had less of an issue with not calling the timeout than I did calling the timeout earlier. But again, we don't know, maybe because there is now kind of a school of thought that, you know, that Kyle thought Kawhi was getting a little gassed and that they needed to call the timeout. I mean, that's fine. I have a little bit of an issue with that, but I'm with you, man. I had Golden State was missing shots. They were running around. Boogie's playing, mm-hmm. you know, Boogie's playing with two screws loose. At that point, I'm just, as he normally does, at that point, I just want to keep the game going. I don't want those guys to set up. I'll take my shot. I've got Kawhi Leonard, a finals MVP, Kyle Lowry, four-time All-Star. I've got veterans out there, Marc Gasol. I let them make it up. I let them decide what they're going to do.
You know how it is, Jeff. It's you know, fans are going to have an opinion, and justifiably so. This is what makes the world great. We all have our own opinions, but we have to take it into account and give Nick Nurse credit. He knows the pulse of his players. If you go back to the timeout that he called with 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go, yes, Kawhi Leonard was on a personal 10-0 run. But I firmly believe that Nick Nurse saw not only Kawhi Leonard, but I think Kyle Lowry was gassed as well. And he wanted his two best players on the floor to have every opportunity to perform down the stretch of that game. Now, as I said earlier, it is a result-oriented business. And as a result of that timeout, the Warriors went on a 9-2 run. The Raptors only scored 2 points in those final 3 minutes of the game. So because of the loss, all of us are going to have an opinion. But I believe in Nick Nurse. He's pushed all the right buttons in these playoffs. Maybe he might have had a bad moment there because they lost game 5. But there's nothing to worry about. Nick Nurse knows the pulse of his team. Mm-hmm. I think he'll be fine going forward.
What do the Raptors do now? How do they reset going into tomorrow night's going into game 6, Dwight?
You know what? If I'm the Raptors, I feel pretty good. They've beaten the Warriors 5 out of 7 games this year, if you include the regular season. They've gone into Oracle three times this year, have won all three games. So I don't think they're intimidated by the environment over there in Oakland. They're going to take the initial punch. They've been great at doing that on the road. They've been a terrific road team. Kyle Lowry has been a great player on the road. I think he's going to play well again. The role players have to be better. It wasn't Fred VanVleet's finest hour on Monday night. Pascal Siakam wasn't very good as well. But they do understand the situation here. I love the demeanor of Nick Nurse, Kyle Lowry, and Kawhi Leonard. They never panic. You follow the lead of your star players and your leaders, the head coach. And when the coach seems calm and collected and cool, the players will follow suit. So again, the Raptors have had tremendous success on the road, particularly in Oakland. When the Warriors have to make 23-point shots, you outscore the Raptors 60-24 from the three-point line. The Raptors made 11 more free throws, had 13 offensive rebounds, and you lose by one. If I'm a Raptors fan today, if I'm a Raptors player, I feel pretty good going into game six in Oakland on Thursday night. Just keep on doing what you're doing. Maintain defensive discipline. Take care of the basketball. That's how you control tempo, by taking good shots, not making any live ball turnovers. If you can keep that under control, the Raptors are the better team, and I feel confident that they'll win game six on Thursday night.